This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Hey, it's only a flea market, so what if there are a few unexploded artillery shells hanging around? This case began when National Amusements, a subsidiary of Viacom, opened one of its giant flea markets in the borough of Palmyra, New Jersey. Business was great until the borough police chief suddenly closed down the flea market after members of the U.S. Army Munitions Group discovered an unexploded artillery shell flush with the surface of the flea market parking lot where vendors drive their tent stakes. After the closure, a contractor disposed of nearly 300 unexploded munitions on the property. National Amusements was not amused and sued in federal court for legal fees and lost profits, claiming the borough overstated the danger. Well, the site was eventually reopened and people started coming back, although a lot were seen treading carefully and looking down. The court ruled that National Amusements' private interests were substantially outweighed by the overwhelming government interest in protecting the public safety. File this one under Bombs Away. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.